Welcome. My name is Katarzyna Monika Pawlak. I'm the social media trainee editor of UWiG Journal, and you're listening to UWiG Journal podcast. Each episode will highlight one of the most relevant articles recently published in the journal in order to learn from the most up-to-date evidence and discuss with the authors the relevant findings of their research. Today is February 22nd, and this is the first episode of the UWiG Journal podcast. We have Elsa Sons joining us, and we will be discussing a recent paper entitled Endoscopic Management of Duodenal Adenomatosis in Familial Adenomatosis Polyposis, a case-based review. Hello, Elsa.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And now please introduce yourself and tell us where you work.
Well, I am Elsa Sons. I'm a medical doctor and a PhD student at the Radboud UMC Nijmegen. I started my PhD roughly 3 years ago now under direct supervision of Professor Peter Siersema, and my research focuses on endoscopic diagnosis and management of GI polyps.
So why did you start this study and what were the unknowns?
Well, two of my co-supervisors, Tanja Bissling and Mariette van Gouwe, are gastroenterologists who are specialized in hereditary GI cancers. So they first introduced me to the difficulties in the clinical decision-making regarding duodenal adenomas in familial adenomatosis polyposis patients, also known as FAP patients.
And what is FAP syndrome?
FAP is the second most common hereditary cause of colorectal cancer, but since the introduction of colonic surveillance and subsequent colorectal surgery.
And why duodenal and empolaric cancer surveillance is so important in this group of patients?
Duodenal or empolaric cancer has become the leading cause of cancer-related death in these patients. In most FAP patients, duodenal cancer is preceded by duodenal adenomatosis. And very little is known about these precancerous lesions because they are so rare in the general population. However, 50 to 90% of all FAP patients develop duodenal adenomatosis before the age of 70. And moreover, 5% of all FAP patients develop duodenal cancer in their life.
And what it looks like in the relation to the general population?
This is roughly 1,250 to 5,000 times increase compared to the general population. And therefore, we would aim to optimally prevent the development of cancer from adenomas, but literature on how to do this is very scarce.
So how did you conduct the research and what tools did you use?
Well, to answer the questions we had, we performed a literature search on PubMed with the MeSH term familial adenomatosis polyposis or any wording in the title field. And our search was limited to articles written in English and published in the last 10 years at the time of search, which was in June 2020. And only articles that focused on the endoscopic surveillance and management of duodenal adenomatosis were included. At the end, a total of 137 articles were identified that met our inclusion criteria and were used in the writing of the review.
And now please tell us what are the main findings of your research and how can we apply this to our clinical practice? How we should manage and surveil patients with FAP syndrome?
Well, first of all, it is very important that every adenomatosis polyposis patient is included in a thorough surveillance program with an appropriate surveillance interval.
And what is the mainstay of the surveillance? What should be assessed during this process?
And the surveillance interval should not only be based on the findings of duodenal mucosa, but also on the findings of the empolaric region. It is important to include also the latter because the literature suggests that this region experiences an increased risk to develop cancer. And moreover, there is recent literature that suggests that MEP patients, which is closely related to FAP, but is based on another mutation in the MUTYH gene, might have an increased risk of duodenal cancer despite the absence of severe duodenal adenomatosis. So therefore, we would suggest to perform extra thoroughly surveillance on MAP patients compared to FAP.
And what approach is the most appropriate in advanced duodenal disease?
When patients experience advanced duodenal disease, they should be discussed or referred to an expert center to consider endoscopic or surgical treatment options and to discuss this in a multidisciplinary setting.
And what resection methods are available for duodenal adenomas in FAP syndrome?
Endoscopic therapy for non-ampullary adenomas concentrates on the endoscopic mucosal resection, or EMR, and other surgical options include pancreas-preserving duodenectomy or pancreaticoduodenectomy for severe duodenal adenomatosis or duodenal cancer.
And what will be the next step? Are there any plans to develop your project?
Well, although endoscopic treatment is widely performed to prevent duodenal adenomatosis from growing to cancer, the long-term comparative data on the effect hereof is not available. And we would argue for centralized data collection for surveillance and treatment outcomes of FAP patients. So future research should focus on optimizing surveillance strategies and determining whether endoscopic therapy indeed reduces the risk of developing duodenal cancer, or at least delays or prevents the need for prophylactic surgery without risking more cancer diagnosis.
Well, now we know a lot of details about the necessary and the way of duodenal adenomatosis surveillance. Thank you so much, Elsa, for sharing with us your findings. It has been a pleasure to review your recent paper published in UEG Journal, which was entitled Endoscopic Management of Duodenal Adenomatosis in Familial Adenomatosis Polyposis, a case-based review. We hope that you enjoyed this interview and please subscribe for further updates. Thank you and see you again.